Today's scripture reading is from Luke 19:10, John 10:10, and John 18:37. I'll go ahead and read it. Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." John 10:10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." In John 18:37, "You are a king then," said Pilate. Jesus answered, "You are right in saying I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." I'd like to welcome Pastor Caleb Wong to come and give us a message.
Good morning, everyone. During the Christmas season, almost all people are celebrating this festival in one way or the other. For example, sending Christmas cards, giving Christmas gifts, decorating Christmas tree, having Christmas feasts or parties, or enjoy Christmas vacation, shopping, etc. However, many people do not understand why do they celebrate Christmas. That means they do not know why did Jesus come. This morning, I would like to study with you what our Lord Jesus himself said. Why did He come? The Bible passages we just read, we only read three passages. Actually, a lot of Bible passages are telling us why did Jesus come. But this morning, I only emphasize or stress on the three important things, the important reasons why did Jesus come. The Lord Jesus told his disciples clearly at least these three things he must accomplish. First, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. To seek and save the lost. The second thing he said, he came so that people might have life and have it to the full, have the life abundantly. The third, Jesus said he came so that he might be the king of God's kingdom. He might be the king of the whole universe. I'm going to elaborate those three important things. The first, Jesus came to this world to seek and to save that which was lost. When you think about to seek something, you got the idea. Originally, you have the ownership of something, but you lost it. So you try to find it, try to seek it, and to get it back. For instance, I went to visit you, but I lost my wallet in your home. So I come back to seek it, to find it, try to get it back. If I did not lose anything at your home, can I go to your place to seek something and bring it back? That's robbery. That's not to seek something. It belongs to you. In the same way, originally, all the world people belongs to God. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth and everything in it, including the humankind. So God has the ownership of all the humankind. But the human beings rebelled against God. and was lost from God's hand. This is the situation of this world. People, all the world people, originally belongs to God, but we rebel against Him. We were lost from His hand. Therefore, God wants to seek and find us, to find what originally belongs to Him. God sent His only begotten Son to this world to seek those who were lost. So in the Bible, there are several parables, just like a shepherd to seek a lost sheep, or like a woman to seek a lost coin. God wants to seek the lost people. Jesus came to seek the lost and bring them back to God the Father. The special character of Christianity is God seeks people. The world religion is quite different from Christianity. The world religion emphasizes man wants to seek God. But man made a lot of mistakes. They invented a God of mountain, a mountain God, a God of river, a river God, a sea God, even treat cow as God, snake as God, dragon as God. So man created all kinds of idols because they are seeking God. They need God, but they don't know who is the true God. The special character of Christianity is the true God came to this world, tried to seek His people. Those people originally belongs to Him. The triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The Father sent the Son into this world. The Word became flesh. God became man. God can communicate with us. We will not be afraid of Him. My wife likes birds very much. But she doesn't want to buy a cage, put the bird in the cage. So she bought a lot of bird food, put the bird food on the deck in several different places. Then he sit inside the window, watch the bird to eat the food, and the bird coming and going, and she enjoys that very much. She always keep different places, different bowl, and put different bird food. But sometimes the bird not so smart. Few birds come together, they fight each other just for one place, for the bird food in one place. Sometimes my wife says, go to that place, don't fight. Lots of food over there. But they cannot understand. And she dare not to open the window, dare not go outside. If she goes outside, the birds go away, fly away. I think the best way for her, if only if she can change to a bird, to become a bird, then use the bird language and tell the bird, go to that place. There's plenty of food over there. We can imagine why Jesus came to this world. God is so magnificent. God is so great. God, if He comes, we will be afraid to death. So God sent His Son, Jesus, become flesh. Jesus came to this world, become a man. He can communicate with us. For 3.5 years, she preached the Word of God. She guided people how to be God's children. He came to seek us. Every time we think about Christmas, we give thanks to God, to the Almighty God. He is seeking people. Even now, if you are still a lost person, God is still seeking you. God wants you to come back. He loves you. Not only to seek, Jesus said, He came also to save. After Adam's rebellion against God, the human being was controlled by Satan, was bound by the power of sin, was threatened by death. Jesus came to save us from Satan, save us from sin, save us from death. So, at the first Christmas, an angel pronounced, "Give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." I think you all know the name Jesus has special meaning. Jesus is, of course, this is a translation from Greek, it's English. In Greek, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, has special meaning. This is a translation from Hebrew name. The Hebrew name is Joshua. Joshua is Hebrew. Jesus is English. Jesus is Greek. But the meaning is the same. Joshua is two Hebrew words combined together. The first one is Yahweh, Jehovah. And the second one is save. Save. What is the meaning of Joshua? Is Jehovah save. Yahweh save. Or Yahweh is the Savior. Yahweh save. Therefore, the meaning of Jesus, Yahweh save the people. Yahweh save. We know Savior is very different from a teacher. Savior is much greater than a teacher. For instance, someone is dying in the river. A teacher may teach him how to swim, but it's too late. A teacher can rebuke him. "Why don't you so careless go to the river?" A Savior jumped into the river and to save him. Our Lord Jesus came to this world not only to seek the lost, but to save the lost. How can he save? We were under the control of Satan. He must defeat Satan first. We were controlled by the power of sin. He must defeat the power of sin first. We were controlled, threatened by the power of death. He must overcome the power of death first. All those three things our Lord Jesus already finished. When the Lord Jesus came into this world, the first thing, he went to the desert. Accept the temptation from Satan. We all know Adam's fall, Adam and Eve, they failed in the first test when Satan tested them, give them temptation, they were failed. Our Lord Jesus came to this world. First thing, defeat Satan in the wilderness through the temptations. Not only that, our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross. Before he went to the cross, Jesus said, "Now the King of the world is judged. Now the King of the world will be expelled out of the earth." our Lord Jesus on the cross defeat the power of Satan, especially after 3 days, he rose from the dead. He overcome the power of death, and he on the cross died for sin. He became sin. He take our sin on the cross, then overcome the power of sin. So our Lord Jesus can save us from the power of Satan, from the power of sin, from the power of death. We give thanks to our Lord. Why did he come? He came to seek the lost and to save the lost. How could he save the lost? He died on the cross to defeat the power of Satan, to defeat the power of sin, to defeat the power of death. That's why we celebrate Christmas. That's why we have a joyful heart every year, every time when we think about Christmas in this special season. If you are not a Christian, I want to tell you the true meaning of Christmas. Christmas, God loves you. God sent his only son, Jesus, to become a man. He came to seek you, will bring you back to God the Father. He came to save you. He died on the cross for your sin. He rose from the dead, can give you eternal life. He defeated the Satan, so Satan's power cannot control you anymore. You are an overcomer with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Give glory to him. Now, the second reason, the second purpose, why the Lord Jesus came into this world. Jesus said, I came that people may have life and may have it abundantly, may have it to the full. We must understand first, what is life? Don't we have life? Aren't you alive? Of course we all are alive. Of course we all have life. So on the one hand, yes, we do have life. But this is only the human life. Therefore, on the other hand, we do not have life. We do not have eternal life. We do not have God's life. The human life is temporary. The human life is very weak. The human life is a sinful life. The divine life is eternal, is strong, is holy. The human life has too many troubles. Everyone will get old, but maybe I say this to you, it's too early. You are too young to say to get old. I am 66 now. I know what getting old means. So having high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and wearing glasses, all kinds of problems, diseases will come to us. A human life has no power to do good. We wish to do good, but our power is limited. We can only do very little. We cannot fulfill what we wish. And we have no power to resist evil. Furthermore, everybody will face death. But the divine life is very different. Full of joy, full of peace, no death, no mourning, no crying, no pain, no illness, no sin, but will share God's glory eternally. Therefore, the divine life is the life of God, God's life. Actually, it's God himself. Divine life is God's presence with you. Because Jesus said, I am the life. What is life? Jesus is life. God become flesh. God is life. Jesus is life. Therefore, the Bible says, in Jesus, in Him was life. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Jesus is the divine life. Therefore, another important name for the incarnate Son of God, Jesus, is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Jesus is God saves. Emmanuel, God with us. These are two important names for the Son of God when He came to the earth. Why did Jesus come? God wants to be with you. Why did Jesus come? God wants to share Himself with you. God wants to share His life with you. If you want to get the life of God, we must accept Jesus into your heart. I know most of us has done that. We already opened our heart. We pray, Lord Jesus, come into our heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. If anyone here, you haven't done that, I appeal to you, do this quickly. Before Christmas pass, open your heart. Invite Lord Jesus, come into your heart. Be your Lord and Savior. The Bible says, to all who received Him, to those who believe in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. That means to have God's life. That means to have the eternal life. Believe, receive, accept is the same word as take. In Greek, this is the same word. In Greek, lambano means receive, accept, also means take. This is an action by your heart. Take it. Take it. If you do not take it, the Lord Jesus has no relationship with you. Just a very simple example. Frank, you lead the choir, lead the singing very good. So if I say, this is a very good watch, I would like to give you as a Christmas gift. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? He's hesitant. I don't think he believes it. Therefore, I won't give you. But as an doing example, if I give you the watch, if you really believe it, what will you do? Yeah, take it. That's right. Yeah. Oh, wait. Don't come here. If you really believe it, come to me and take the watch from me. I don't know whether you have already taken Jesus as your Lord. God the Father has already given you the precious gift. Invite you, accept the gift, receive the gift. If you come and take Him, that means you pray to God. You say, "Oh God, our Father, I would like to receive your Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus, Lord Jesus, come to my heart. Come to my heart." That means you take it. That means you receive it. That means you accept Him. Otherwise, you probably come to the church 20 times or even 100 times without take Him, you have no life. You have no eternal life. You have no life of God. His name, Emmanuel. He would like to be with us. But have you taken Him to your heart? Furthermore, not only we take Him into our heart, our Lord Jesus said, He wants us to have the life abundantly, to have the life to the full. Maybe a small illustration. Just like a small baby. A baby is a person, that's without question. But a baby needs to grow up to become an adult, a new believer, a Christian, or to grow up to become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. If you believe Jesus for 3 years, still a baby, you do not understand the meaning of Christmas. Our Lord Jesus said, He came into this world so people may have life and have it abundantly and have it to the full. So every Christian, we must grow in His grace, grow in the knowledge of God, grow in the life of God. How to grow? Just like a physical baby need to eat, we also eat the bread of life. We also grow by drinking the water of life. We grow by breathing the air of life. I think those are very simple and important things. If you want to have life more abundantly, encourage you, read your Bible. Read Jesus' Word every day. Every day. I remember I challenged you before, all Christians, keep your devotion time every day for how long? Answer me. 30 minutes. That's the wrong answer. My answer is at least 30 minutes. Don't forget at least. At least 30 minutes. That's very important. So you can read Bible for 40 minutes. Or 50 minutes. Depends on your time. But dear brothers and sisters, why Jesus came into this earth? He would like to give us life and have the life abundantly, have the life to the full. If you only have life, you never grow. Our Lord Jesus in heaven will be very unhappy. If you have any mother here, you have a baby, and the baby will not grow up. Always 10 months old. Your heart will be broken. Sometimes we let our Lord's heart very unhappy because we are not growing. Why we are not growing? We never read His Word. We don't like to read His Word. We do not want to arrange our time every day at least 30 minutes. This is my standard. I don't know how long my Lord Jesus wants us to read His Bible. But I think He will agree. 30 minutes is the limit. You may ask yourself, how long do you watch TV every day? Or online every day? Now young people, I don't know why, stick to the computer. I won't leave computer. Hope you put your Bible into the computer and read Bible through the computer. Yeah, you can do that, no problem. Then drink the water of life. In the Bible, water of life stands for the Holy Spirit's work. So we obey the leading of the Holy Spirit. We do not quench the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit guide us. Let the Holy Spirit fill our heart. Let the Holy Spirit manifest His fruit and His power, so we can become a glorious Christian, to become a good witness for our Lord Jesus. Now, breathe the air of life. That means pray to God very often. Pray to God, not only in your devotional time. In every moment, you can pray. You can live before God. You can live before the Lord. If you do that, you will experience the promise of the Bible. The Lord Jesus, He will increase, and I will decrease. He must become greater, I must become less. His life will fill your heart, fill your life. Other people, when contact you, they will say, this is a wonderful Christian. This is a wonderful person. We admire him. Then if you preach gospel to him, it's very easy. They are willing to accept what you believe. So this is the second reason our Lord Jesus came, let people have life and have it to the full. The third reason why Jesus came, He will be the King of God's kingdom. He came, will be the King of the whole universe. The Bible passage we just read, before Pilate's judgment seat, Lord Jesus facing a crucial question. Pilate asked him, are you a king? Are you the king of the Jews? Are you the king? Our Jesus answered, you are right. You are right. I am a king. I am the king. And Jesus emphasized, for this reason, I was born. And for this reason, I came into the world. I came as a king to testify the truth. Why did Jesus come? He came to be the King of God's kingdom. He came to be the King of the universe. It is very important, because not only for this reason Jesus was born, but also for this reason Jesus was crucified. For the reason to be the king, Jesus was put to death on the cross. Because a notice fastened to the cross read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Why he was nailed on the cross? Pilate put a notice on the cross. This person said, he is the king. He is the king. Jesus is the king. That's very important. For 3.5 years, our Lord Jesus preached God's word in the earth with one important message, with one central message, that is the kingdom of God. So from the beginning of his ministry, he pronounced, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. At the end of his ministry, he already died on the cross and rose from the dead. For 40 days before his ascension, our Lord Jesus kept teaching disciples the kingdom of God. This in chapter 1 of Acts. Therefore, during his earthly ministry, one main thing our Lord Jesus was teaching is the kingdom of God. he teach the disciples the Sermon on the Mount. That is the ethics of the kingdom. Then he teach them the parable of the kingdom. Let them understand what is the kingdom of God. He teach them how to become the messenger of the kingdom of God. Tell them the gospel of the kingdom of God. Tell them the king of the kingdom of God, the power of the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God is the main thing of our Lord's teaching. What is the meaning of the kingdom of God? It's very simple. The kingdom of God means God is the king. God is the ruler in your heart, in my heart, in the whole universe. Anyone accept God as his king, he is part of God's kingdom. When God created Adam and Eve, they accept the rule of God. So in one sense, there is a mini kingdom of God in the Garden of Eden. At that time, they obey God. They honor God as their king. But unfortunately, Adam and Eve rebelled against God. They did not let God be their king. They let Satan be their king. They obeyed the suggestions from Satan. So after the fall, Satan became the king of this world. This is what the Bible says. So Satan's kingdom, Satan's power is ruling all the people on the earth. If someone accepts God as his king, he can enjoy the life under the control of God. He can enjoy the blessings from God. But mankind already submit themselves to Satan. So we suffer under the control of Satan. Now, Satan used the power of sin, the power of despair, the power of vain, the power of all bad things to control mankind. Thank God our Lord Jesus came. Our Lord Jesus defeat Satan and save us, change us from the kingdom of Satan to the kingdom of God. Actually, before Jesus came to the earth, God kept calling individuals to follow him, to obey him. For instance, Noah in the Old Testament, or Enoch in the Old Testament, Abraham in the Old Testament, Moses, and so on. Many people, they honor God as their king. So that is, in one sense, the kingdom of God realized in those individuals. God hope, God say to Abraham, your seed will become a big nation, a big country. God hope Israelites can honor him as God. But most Israelites fail God again. That's why God sent his son into this world. That the kingdom of God may be realized in the earth, in all people's heart, all those who want to accept Jesus, not only as your Savior, but as your King. Why did Jesus come? He would like to be the King of your life, the Lord of your life. I think most of us has already accepted Jesus as Savior, as Lord, as King, but live your life, keep submitting your life to the Lord. Treat him as your king. That's very important meaning of his coming. During the Christmas season, I think all of you love the music, written by Handel, is Messiah. When Handel wrote Messiah, he was so immersed in the music. He used 23 days to complete the whole piece, the whole work. It's a very wonderful thing. When he wrote the music, sometimes he was so concentrated, people brought food to him. He often left untouched. When he wrote the Hallelujah chorus, and he said, "I did see all heaven before me, and the great God himself." Therefore, the Hallelujah chorus has been very touching. In 1743, the Messiah was first performed in London, 1743. At that time, a great audience came to listen, to hear. Among them, the England King, George II, was there. When the choir sing Hallelujah, all the audience was so deeply moved. So when they sing Hallelujah, when they sing, "For the Lord God omnipotent reigns," the whole audience spontaneously, automatically, all stood up, paid their honor to Jesus, to the King of Kings, salute the Lord of Lords. At that time, King George II also stood up. So, from that time to the present, this has become a custom when we listen to the Messiah, the Hallelujah chorus, we all stood up. But later on, there was another custom in the royal family. They said kings and queens should not stand up. Even all the audience stood, they should keep sitting there. It's very interesting. In 1837, when Queen Victoria was a young lady, about 20 years old, she just ascended her throne. She went to hear the performance of the Messiah. And this is a custom of the royalty. So some people instruct her, "You should not stand up. You should not stand up. Even everybody rise, you keep sit there when the choir sing the Hallelujah chorus." But when the magnificent chorus singing, "Hallelujah, Hallelujah," he feel very difficult to sit there, but he keeps sitting there. After that, the choir keeps singing, "The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords." Queen Victoria was so touched, so moved, so he cannot stop. He stood up. She stood up there and bowed her head. It seems he would like to put her crown on the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, Christmas is coming. Are you willing to put your crown at the feet of our Lord Jesus? If you have this heart, you are really understand why did Jesus come. Our Lord Jesus came to this world to seek and to save that which was lost. We thank God we already came back to our God. He came to let us have life and have it abundantly. Hope we not only receive him, accept him, take him, but also read his word. We also follow his guidance. We also pray to him, come closer to him. He came to be the king of his kingdom, to be the king of the whole universe. Submit ourselves to Him. Honor Him as your King. Then you will work with Him. You will become His co-worker. He will do His work through you to seek other people to the Lord, to save other people to God, and give His life to other people through you, and evangelize those non-Christians through you. This is the meaning of Christmas. I hope all of us live in the true meaning and have a Merry Christmas. Let's pray.